From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Congressional investigators say three previously undisclosed defects in a critical safety device may have contributed to the massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. The rig was owned by Transocean and leased by energy company BP. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The problems are in the blowout preventer, a stack of hydraulic rams and seals that sit on the wellhead deep undersea. The device failed to function when a blowout killed 11 workers on the rig, sank the rig itself, and caused the still worsening oil spill. At a hearing today, Democratic Congressman Bart Stupak of Michigan said the blowout preventer seemed to be leaking hydraulic fluid from a loose fitting. He said the unit had been modified, a piece of testing equipment had been installed in place of a ram that could have reduced the oil flow, and he said a control pod had a dead battery. That would have disabled an emergency backup called a dead man switch. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
Meanwhile, BP says the new container it's dropped into the Gulf of Mexico has reached the ocean floor, but it's not on top of the gushing pipeline. BP says engineers are double-checking that the contraption works. It's intended to sit atop the gushing well and funnel leaking oil straight up to the surface. BP hopes that'll make it easier to collect, but pipes in a larger dome that were clogged with ice. This time engineers will try to warm the smaller dome so it'll work properly. Afghan President Hamid Karzai visited President Obama today at the White House. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the two men presented a united front at a press conference.
A few weeks ago, Presidents Obama and Karzai were publicly criticizing each other. On this visit, the tone has been completely different. President Obama called the friction between the two men overstated.
I am very comfortable with the strong efforts that President Karzai has made thus far.
And President Karzai returned the assurances.
The bottom line is that we are much more strongly related to each other today than we ever were before.
Neither man openly discussed the corruption that has dogged the Karzai government. Karzai said his country will work with the U.S. to make sure American resources going to Afghanistan are spent well and with care. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
Officials in Libya say terrorism did not cause the plane crash today in Tripoli. The Airbus was coming in for a landing when it went down. More than 100 people are believed dead. One person survived the accident, a Dutch child. Officials in the Netherlands say there were 61 Dutch passengers aboard the flight. There's no word on what may have caused the crash. The weather was good. Air traffic controllers in Europe say ash from Iceland's volcano probably had no role in the incident. On Wall Street, just before the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 150 points. It was at 10,898. This is NPR. The share prices of investment bank Morgan Stanley fell about 2.5% in trading today. The Wall Street Journal reports federal prosecutors are investigating the firm. They want to learn whether Morgan Stanley traders misled investors about complicated deals involving derivatives. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
The report said the investigation is at an early stage. It involves pools of mortgage-related assets that Morgan Stanley bundled into packages that were then sold by other firms to investors. At the same time, the journal said Morgan Stanley was also betting against the same investments. The packages were named after Presidents Jackson and Buchanan, and traders called them the Dead President's Deals. The allegations are similar to those made against Goldman Sachs by the Securities and Exchange Commission recently. Neither the SEC nor the Justice Department would comment on the report, and Morgan Stanley said it had received no indication of any investigation from U.S. officials. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.
The federal government says the trade deficit got larger in March. The Commerce Department says it expanded to more than $40 billion. That's a 2.5% increase and the largest monthly gap since December 2008. American exports increased more than 3%, but Americans imported more expensive items, particularly crude oil. The cost of oil also went up. Representatives for the Republican National Committee have chosen Tampa as the site for the GOP's 2012 presidential convention. The Florida city beat competitors Salt Lake City and Phoenix. The full Republican National Committee must ratify the decision later this year. It's not expected to change. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.